This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. President Trump spoke out about the nation's problem with opioids earlier this month.
The opioid crisis is an emergency, and I'm saying officially right now it is an emergency. It's a national emergency. We're going to spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money on the opioid crisis.
The president made that proclamation, but he never took the legal steps necessary to actually make it a national emergency. On the same day, though, a San Francisco task force suggested creating medically supervised places to shoot up. If and when they open, they could be the first in the nation, and they'd continue a tradition of the city supporting harm reduction efforts for people addicted to drugs. Back in the 1980s, San Francisco was a pioneer in needle exchanges. But there may be some mixed messages being sent at a syringe access program in the Haight-Ashbury neighborhood. Police officers often hang out near the building's entrance. That can discourage people who use drugs from getting clean needles, and it might be in violation of the department's own guidelines. KALW's Andy Bosselman reports.
Since the summer of love 50 years ago, thousands of young people have been showing up every year in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district, many with no plan for housing. Today, street kids still hang out on the sidewalks, often wearing flowing hippie dresses, dreadlocks, or punk mohawks. The neighborhood is also known for its drug culture. In recent years, the opioid epidemic has grown the number of people who inject drugs. Audra Muse, she used to be one of those kids on the street.
I'm 35 years old. I started using IV drugs when I was 18. I used for about 13 years of active addiction with heroin, crack, meth. I'm a multiple felon. I have 2.5 years clean today, actually.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Muse says she had a hard time fitting in high school, and she started using to cope. She idolized writers and punk musicians, many known for their drug use. When she got onto the streets of San Francisco,
we had this little gang of roaming punk rockers, and we all kind of looked out for each other.
Muse also received some acceptance, some care, and some clean needles from the people who work at the Homeless Youth Alliance, or HYA. It's a nonprofit run by Mary Howe.
We get to know people on a really deep level, and like many people are accessing the staff for just support or referrals or other supplies or to get naloxone so they can save a loved one's life.
San Francisco's Department of Public Health supports the city's syringe access programs. That's because clean needles help cut down on the number of HIV and hepatitis C infections, two diseases that drug users often contract and can be passed along to others in the community. Many programs like this provide basic health care too, and that reduces expensive ambulance calls and emergency room visits. Here's Muse again.
So needle exchange is essential. As an IV drug user, most IV drug users know the needle exchange is essential. If we don't use the needle exchange, we contract diseases and we die.
And these programs work. Since 2012, even as the opioid epidemic and injection drug use has surged, the number of injectors who contract HIV in San Francisco has remained about the same. But that progress may be under threat by the actions of another branch of city government, the San Francisco Police Department. Let's go to the syringe access program in the Haight.
Thank you so much.
Hey, hi guys.
Going up if you need anything today?
The needle program meets 3 nights a week. And if you walk by, you might notice someone sitting on the steps while holding a sign. On July 26th, that person was a volunteer named Hannah Horowitz. When I got there, she told me what she just saw.
Two police officers were standing across the street, and they talked to a man who was sitting against the wall and had him move on, and they stayed across the street.
The cops were there for about half an hour. And after those officers left, it wasn't over.
And then 10 minutes later, two different officers pulled up and stayed parked there for about 5-10 minutes. until Mary Howe went and talked to them.
Do you see that as problematic?
Yes, I think they're trying to intimidate the people that would otherwise be able to freely come into our exchange.
There's some research to back up Horovitz. Several studies have found that when people who use drugs are searched, arrested, or if they just see police conducting surveillance near a needle program, many will stay away. Researchers in the U.S. and globally found that police encounters led to increased risk of HIV and behaviors like sharing syringes. But for cops, needle programs can be seen as easy fishing, meaning they're a good place to find people to lock up, people on probation, on parole, with warrants, or in possession of illegal drugs. Here's Audra Muse again.
I had a warrant most of the time, so seeing a cop outside of the needle exchange was incredibly discouraging.
And the San Francisco Police Department knows that their presence can be counterproductive. Back in January, the SFPD issued its latest bulletin about syringe access programs. It states that officers should use discretion and try not to interfere with the programs. Right now, I'm directly across the street from the syringe access program in The Hague. This is one of the spots where foot patrol officers conduct surveillance, sometimes for half an hour, sometimes for a lot longer. So I started making observations. I did that over 28 nights. The needle program met for 14 of them. And half of those nights, seven total, there were foot patrol officers hanging out within eyeshot of the clinic. And what about the other 14 nights when the program did not meet? It was zero. There was not one night with that kind of police presence. Now, if you're not a homeless drug user, a handful of foot patrol officers hanging out nearby may not sound like a big problem. But for Muse,
as a drug user trying to go and get a service, which first of all isn't easy to do, seeing the police outside of a needle exchange is an extreme deterrent.
Yet some neighbors want the police there. Lena Emery has lived in the neighborhood for 30 years, and she knows the intersection near the needle program.
I don't go there because it's too scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go to the post office, but only at 10 a.m. in the morning when I'm not subject to harassment and people trying to sell me dope.
Bill Scott, San Francisco's new police chief, says he's working to strike a balance.
I understand and I fully support, as chief of police, the reasons for, you know, the needle exchanges. We're trying to keep people safe and keep people alive. I get that. However, there's a larger public safety issue that we also need to be concerned about.
As for the police department's bulletin, it seems to imply that officers should steer clear of the needle program. I asked the chief, why aren't cops avoiding the area?
And I don't think it's a sound policy in any stretch of imagination to say, you know, police officers can't be at any location because you might have an emergency that requires us to be there.
The chief's stated support of syringe access programs is important at this moment because a task force the city brought together just recommended something new, safe injection sites. If built, they would be places where medical professionals supervise people when they shoot up. Those facilities could also become targets of policing that drives away drug users.
I think we have to hear from all sides, and then we have to decide on what's in the best interest of the whole.
With that input, the mayor and board of supervisors can consider some changes. They could have the police commission issue an official policy around existing and future needle programs. That would be more authoritative than the current bulletin. Similar to other cities, San Francisco's policy could include clearly defined discretionary zones, places policed less aggressively during operating hours. And some advocates say that officers shouldn't just be incentivized for locking people up. Cops should also be rewarded for helping people who use drugs, like Audra Muse.
As hopeless as we are, I still believe that most of us have the smallest spark inside of us that believes that one day there's a very, 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 very slim possibility that we might get clean and do something with our lives.
During her 13 years as a drug user, Muse ended up using dirty needles. She contracted hepatitis C, which she now has under control. But with different policies in place, Muse may never have contracted hepatitis. She may have spent less time in jail, and she might have gotten her life back together sooner. Today, with 2.5 years clean, she's healthy and strong. She looks great.
I am currently employed with 2 jobs instead of multiple felonies, and I have an 11-month-old son.
There are hundreds of thousands of people like Muse. In San Francisco alone, it's estimated there are more than 20,000 people who inject drugs. Getting the police and public health providers on the same page could determine just how long the country's opioid epidemic will last. For Cross Currents, I'm Andy Bosselman.